News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Cameras in the courtroom have long exposed the inner workings of some of America's most spectacular criminal cases. Now calls to bar cameras from Tyler Robinson's trial on the killing of Charlie Kirk are reigniting the debate over whether they belong.
Robinson's attorneys want cameras banned from a Utah courtroom, pointing to sometimes sensationalist media coverage they fear will foster widespread bias against their client as he faces prosecution in last September's shooting death of the conservative activist on a college campus. Prosecutors want cameras allowed and suggested that they could help dispel conspiracy theories and, quote, distorted narratives swirling around the case since Kirk was shot while speaking to a crowd of thousands. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Iran announced the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to traffic today, but President Trump says the blockade of Iranian ports remains in effect until a peace agreement with Iran is reached. In a teleconference with reporters, Admiral Brad Cooper, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports and vessels continues.
We are watching every Iranian ship in every port. Period. Full stop. That allows us to execute to the high degree that we've been able to do. We're able to sustain this as long as necessary.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi posted Friday on X that the crucial waterway is now fully open to commercial vessels. This comes as a 10-day truce between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon appears to hold. A lead prosecutor in the John Brennan investigation has been removed from the case after expressing concerns to Justice Department officials about the viability of a potential criminal prosecution of the former CIA director. This is SRN News. Virginia has a new contraception law.
Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger has signed a measure that guarantees the, quote, right of all people to contraceptive drugs and devices and provides legal remedies if that right is violated. The legislation specifically covers any drug, device, or biological product intended for use in the prevention of pregnancy. Pro-life advocates point out this means abortifacients like Plan B are now a protected right in Virginia. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Gallup poll shows more young men in the U.S. now say religion is very important in their lives compared to young women. This is the first time young men have surpassed young women in this measure of religiosity going back 25 years. The poll finds 42% of young men value religion highly, up from 28% a few years ago. Over the same time, young women's attachment to religion has stayed low at about 30%. This is SRN News. Oil prices go down and stocks go way up.
Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war, and stocks raced to another record on Wall Street. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2% Friday. That came after Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is open again for tankers carrying crude out of the Persian Gulf. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 868 points. That's about 1.8%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.5%. Brent crude fell 9% to settle at a little over $90 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started. Seth Suko, New York.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's office has threatened to cut state funding to Houston, Dallas, and Austin if they don't change policies limiting police cooperation with federal immigration authorities. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.